Welcome to the Kevin White Show.
Broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello, Jihao.
Dadile.
Salam.
Adam.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hello, how are you? It is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. How are you doing? I am so thankful that you could join me today here on YouTube. It's showing live on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. So say hello to brothers and sisters, family, friends around the world. Let me know where you're watching from. Here is a brother from Dimapur. Yes. Great. Nagaland, India. Yes. Rays of Hope in Mumbai. Pastor, I love you. God bless you and your beautiful family. Myanmar, Mercy Orphanage Children's Ministry. Thank God for everyone caring for orphans. Can we just say a quick prayer? God bless everyone caring for orphans today. There is a sister of Pim. God bless you. Hello. Yes. Good morning. Yes, go ahead and do that. Say good morning in the chat. You're going to understand that in just a moment. Put your favorite emoji there. Hello, greetings from India. There is Barbara from Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you. Beautiful friends, Sister Victoria from Chennai. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Justin from the USA. Hello. Hope you're doing well. Yes, praise everyone caring for orphans. I couldn't agree more. Yes, we're just going to celebrate International Orphans Day. How about that? We love orphans and we love everybody caring for orphans. There's a brother from Bangladesh. Look at all the nations coming in. Who are we that we get to be together across oceans at this very moment? Thank God for modern technology that we can share the word of God together. I believe God has sent me. There's Pastor Elisha or Brother Elisha. Yes. From Light Home, another person caring for orphans. I believe God has sent me into your life just for a few moments to bring you a word of strength today, encouragement, comfort. I hope that you will trust God for results there in today's show. There's Abel from Pakistan. God bless you. My friends, Suresh from Hyderabad. Glad your power's back. Elisha there. So praise the Lord for each and every person. There's Pastor Z from India. So I do want everyone watching, go ahead and say good evening. If it's evening where you are, say good morning. If it's morning where you are, and give me your favorite emoji, okay? Go ahead and do that because I want you to see a result as we go into today's word, result. Today's word from God is the word result. And so let's see how many of you can help bear some results real quickly. Yes. Hello from the Death family. God bless you. Another caregiver for orphans and especially orphans that are hearing impaired. There's Adam from the country of Ohio in the United States. Brittany from North Carolina. God bless you. Yes. Good morning. Good evening. Yes. I love the prayer emoji. Give me some more good mornings and some good evenings. There's hello from Abby. Give me your favorite emoji. Yes, yes. I want you to see what results from Genesis 1, 1 through 5. Let's read it together and let's look at what results, okay? Today's word is results, and I want you to be encouraged by this word, to think differently today as a result of this word. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. Continue there. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And he saw that the light was good. Yes. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day and the darkness night. And evening passed and morning came, marking the first day. And so I want you to just see from this point forward, every time you say good morning or good evening, you are acknowledging the results of God. Right there in Genesis, we actually see that God said, let there be light, and light resulted. And God separated the light from the darkness, and day and night resulted. And he said, the night will be evening and the day will be morning. It will start again in the morning. And every time you wake up to a new morning, you're waking up in the results of God. And I want this to encourage you, because maybe you are depending on God for results. And maybe you are living under a pressure of results. I've been sensing in 2024, God calling me like never before to measure success from spiritual formation in the lives of others, to measure my personal success in the spiritual formation in the lives of others. Think about the sense of pressure that could be on me if I did not have the proper understanding of where results come from. God is a God of results. We're going to look at this. We're going to understand this during today's episode. But everyone caring for orphans is looking for certain results. Those mouths are wanting to be fed. This is a result of care. They're wanting to be sheltered in a place of safety. That is a result. Every one of us are being depended upon for results. And every one of us is looking to God for results. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today our daily bread. And that is a call to depend upon God every single day for results. There's not a person watching this show that doesn't need results. Every one of us need results. And so whenever it comes to this word, you will either find freedom to turn the results over to God and trust him with the results. We talk about calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus for salvation. That is trusting God for salvation. We talk about trusting God, and then we think the results depend upon us for our livelihood. And the Bible makes it clear that whenever it comes to trusting God, we are called by God, given permission by God to look to him for the results that we need, not to ourselves. When you trust in the Lord, you are trusting him to bring the results that you need into your life, the results that only he can provide. And so when you and I live on the earth and everybody's looking to us for results, we live with reliance upon the person bringing results. God said, let there be light, and there was light. That is, he is identifying himself as the provider of results. So what is a result? What is it? Well, Webster says that the result is a consequence, an effect, an outcome to something. So when God said, let there be light, what resulted was light. It's an outcome to the spoken word of God. And right there in the very first verse of the Bible, God is establishing that results come from him. When you look at the life of Jesus, we see results. Water resorted in wine. Whenever it was turned, when Jesus turned water to wine, the result was wine from the water. Full stomachs resorted from over 10,000 plus people being fed with a little boy's lunch. Sight resorted for the blind. Walking resorted for the paralyzed. Life resorted for Lazarus. God brought Jesus back to life. That is a result that God brought. Just like whenever he said, let there be light, and there was light. When God said, Jesus, you are to come out of the tomb, Jesus rose on the third day. This is what fuels our faith, these miracles of results. John 11, verses 1 through 44, we see two results from Jesus bringing Lazarus back to life. We see that Lazarus was raised back to life. That's result number one. But Jesus declared, this will happen so that you will bring me glory. So the second result of results is not just the physical result that we see with our very own eyes. It is for the purpose of bringing God glory. And that's what Jesus taught Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, that this happened so that you would bring glory to God. And this is the result of every result God is bringing into your life today, that you would bring glory to God for feeding you today, for clothing you today, for giving you another breath in your lungs, for using you to take care of your family, that the results of God that he brings in you and through you will result in his glory. And so results matter. It matters to God. I want you to understand that results bring glory to God. Okay? I want you to see that. Results bring glory to God. So God gets results. God gets results. I want you to start there, okay? God gets results. God's been getting results since the beginning of time. God gets results every day. There will never be a day that God doesn't get results, okay? So track with me, all right? There will never be a day that God gets, that God doesn't get results. God's voice gets results. It's out of the mouth of God, results happen. God's voice gets results. Then God's word gets results, and God's presence gets results. You see that all throughout the word. When Jesus was present among people, they were healed. It brought results. And so what are you needing from God today? What results are you needing? Do you need God to protect your family? Do you need God to heal a broken relationship? Do you need God to provide for a financial need? Do you need God to show you how you are to go to college? Do you need God to provide transportation? Do you need God to heal a cancer, heal a illness in your body? What results do you need today? God is establishing it comes from him. He is the source of every result that you and I need in our life. Our lives are the result of God, and the sustainability of our lives are a result that God brings in our life. If he can forgive us of our sin and give us eternal life, can't he clothe us? Can he feed us? Can't he take care of us? And so it's important who we are looking to for results. You know, we think of idolatry being the worship of something man-made, something that we carve with our hands, and we began to put weight and value and respect and honor and praise on this carved idol. And yet, really, an idol is anything that represents what God is supposed to be in our life. And one of the biggest idols in my life is myself. One of the biggest idols in your life is yourself. Every time we are tricked by the enemy to think that we are the one that must get results, we are the one that brings results, we are the one that we must look to for results, we are putting ourselves in the seat of God. When we are tempted by the enemy to think that certain groups of people are looking to us to be the provider, looking to us to take care of them, looking to us for their provision, we are putting ourselves in the seat of God. If you will read from Genesis 1 all the way through the end of Revelations, you will never find God calling us to look for results in any other source other than Him. No other mouth speaks the words that bring results. Now, we are given, as we talked about a few weeks ago, the call to be the witnesses of Christ. And yes, God can bring results through us. And we will talk about that. But the source is God. You need to understand that results come from God. Many people, 8 billion people plus alive today with beating hearts, many are oblivious to any sense of need for the Lord Jesus Christ, any sense for Yahweh in their life. Many are oblivious to needing God in their life. And yet every one of us need results, and God is the source of results. And so how do we reconcile this? We align to the word. We align our lives to the source of the results that we need. We did not create ourselves. God created you, created me. We do not sustain ourselves. God sustains us. God is the provider of every result you'll ever need. And there'll never be a day you're not going to wake up tomorrow morning and be absent of the result of God. As soon as you say good morning, you are acknowledging a God of results. You are acknowledging the results of God. And the scripture says that His mercies are new every morning. That is the result of God. The scripture says that His word will not return void. That is Him saying, you can trust me for results. This is exciting for you and I to be a part of this family, that we are part of a kingdom movement of results. And, you know, whenever I was sharing earlier that God is calling me to measure my life success on the spiritual formation of others, that could be crippling if we don't have the proper perspective of where results come from and who's responsible for results and what my role is in joining God in His work of bringing results. Because if I'm not careful, what would happen is I would leave the presence of God and I would charge out into life to bring spiritual formation in the lives of people. And I've done that. And it nearly killed me because I was dependent upon me. And I thought God was looking at me to bring the results that He would be worthy of. And it nearly killed me, and it nearly killed my marriage, and it nearly killed my family. And I became a workaholic for Jesus, thinking the results depended upon me. And then I experienced freedom in Christ, and I began to understand this intimate love relationship with Him, that what God is calling me for is into His presence. the reason there's breath in my lungs, the reason that my heart continues to beat day after day is to passionately pursue his presence. And it's been in his presence that I have experienced more results than any person could ever imagine. I've been to India 55 times. I've taken 1,000 people on short-term trips over to India. I've flown over 1 million miles to 28 different countries. I've spoken in front of hundreds of people before, thousands of times all over the world. I have 7 books that's been published and working on my 8th book already. God is using me. Even this podcast show is going to 163 different countries on average every single week, tuning in, seeing the word of God. And all of this results has nothing to do with me other than I have committed to make the purpose of my life to passionately pursue the presence of God. And it's been in his presence. Jesus said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these other things. That's results. All these results will be added. And my life gets to be lived in intimacy with God, in friendship with God. And I see all of these results. And this does not mean my life is perfect. It doesn't mean that I don't have pressure. It doesn't mean that I don't feel pain, because I do. And there are many troubles. Jesus never promised us the absence of troubles. He said there will actually be lots of trouble in life, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And he is an ever-present help in time of trouble, in time of need. And this grows even more intimacy with God that results in even greater results. It's not that the results are diminishing. The results are increasing as the intimacy deepens. And that's what I really want to encourage you in, because I've been in a mindset before where the enemy tricked me into thinking God expected me to bring the results that only he could bring. And it nearly killed me. And if you're under that mindset, I can only sympathize with you, because it's killing you too, to think that this church has to come from you. These salvations have to come from you. These orphans have to be fed by you. And as we've talked about during this UR series, you and I are the glove. This glove can bear no results unless the hand is put in it. Then it comes to life. And it can bear all of the results that the hand chooses for it to bear. And just like this glove, our role is simply to pursue the presence of God, to pursue the hand, the Holy Spirit within us. The result provider coming inside will bear results. You'll never lack a platform. You'll never lack a word to share. You'll never lack a prayer to be prayed if you will allow the person whose prayers bring results to pray through you. And I just want to declare freedom over your life today. If you woke up this morning with any sense of pressure in your life that you must get certain results in order to survive. And here and now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to turn the results over to God. I want you to trust God to bring the results that you're feeling pressured to bring. You know, the enemy twists truth, and that pressure is probably a true sense of calling from God, but it's never with you being the one to be the source of the results. It's always an invitation, a whisper. Will you trust me to pay these bills? Will you trust me to keep this company going? Will you trust me to shepherd your family? Will you trust me to heal this body? Will you trust me to heal this relationship? And God's just continuously inviting us. Will you seek me? Will you ask me? Will you let me bring the results that you're longing for, that you're looking for? I want you to look at John 15, verse 5. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. That's results right there. Jesus is saying, you will produce so many results, but get the point. It's all about the hand going into the glove that makes that happen. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You cannot bring any result for anything. If you want results, you will be crying out to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those results. And when you do, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow. That's results. And you will not be allowed to take any credit for it. It will be the gift of God. Every result you see will be the gift of God. And you know what your purpose in all of this is to give him glory. Father, thank you for taking care of this company. Thank you for publishing this book. Father, thank you for feeding these mouths. Thank you for building this church. Thank you for this plot of land. Thank you for this transportation. Thank you for this food. Thank you over and over and over for all these results. And you will be giving him glory. And that's it. That's the purpose of your life. And so the whole theme throughout this is the results, and the enemy wants to cripple you under the results, and God wants to lift you from the pressure of you thinking it depends upon you and you trusting him. And so, you know, salvation is not a one time I call upon the name of Jesus and I'm saved. It is a daily prayer of us not necessarily being forgiven of our sins. That has been done. But the dependency will never go away on this side of eternity. It will only deepen. The intimacy is never going to, you're never going to graduate from a level of intimacy with the Lord. It's going to deepen every single day. Tomorrow, more mercies. Tomorrow, more compassion. It's going to continue. And you will be giving God glory next Monday. You're going to be giving God glory next Tuesday. You're going to be giving God glory in 2025 if Jesus tarries. From the results that he brings. And when you turn this over to him, you surrender it over to him, you'll be amazed at what you'll begin to see. This, you will bear fruit, will just blow you away. You're going to stand in awe of the results that you cannot have ever comprehended ever before in your life. 55 times to India. I grew up poor. I mean, like, you might hear that and think, oh, wow, but I'm promising you, I had absolutely zero capacity to go my first time. And all these other things, these companies that are coming into my life, all of this is the result of God being set free to bring these results. I pray that over your life as well. Look at Philippians 2, verse 12. It says, work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. And I work hard, but I want you to know none of that matches the results that come as a result of my life. It's all the miraculous power of God. So yes, I fear God, and I hope you do as well. So these are the last two things, and then we're going to pray. God gets results through you. Your heart's beating so that God can bring results upon the earth. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. He brings results through you. Jesus said, even greater works than these shall you do. That's results. And then the last thing is I want to encourage you to expect God to get results through you. Let him do it through you. You are the glove. And he so passionately wants to partner with you to bring results. And so I want you to dream big, pray big for big results, because that's the God we serve. And when you understand it doesn't depend upon you, now there is no limit. to the results that can come through you. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. Think bigger, dream bigger, pray bigger, more results. And it's not dependent upon you. It's all dependent upon him. Let him blow your mind. Let him just show off in your community as he brings results that can only be explained by him. You be committed to give him glory, and there'll be no limit as to what he'll do in you and through you. That's great. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise that it will bear results. Thank you that you're a God of results. And I just pray that you will set my brothers and sisters free to trust you for greater results than they ever have in their entire life, that they would just see that you're a God that loves to show off, to bring your people to a place that they have no other destiny in life other than to give you glory for the results that you're doing in them and through them. And so I pray that you will do that. Meet every need. Let them see the results in their financial needs, in their physical life, in their spiritual life. Father, use every person caring for orphans, every pastor, every evangelist, every shepherd, Lord. Meet every need. We'll give you praise. All of these results in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you back here next week on the Kevin White Show. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. I can't wait for next week's word. Look at it here. It's the word must. I can't wait to show you what God's... This is my 8th book, must. And I can't wait to show you what God's been showing me. I'll see you back next week, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, every Tuesday here on the Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International. All rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.